Welcome back. It is, and I'm sure you know this, National Radio Day. WBEN has a whole big production going today.
They would.
Aren't we older?
I don't know what I really meant by that, but yes, I believe we are.
We're not doing anything special, are we?
I mean, we're here.
That's not special.
No, that's not.
It doesn't count.
It's maybe the opposite of special, actually. It's redundant.
Haven't heard one word about it, but yeah, I know that they're having their fun with National Radio Day.
Good.
I consider myself a big radio fan, going back as long as I can remember, since I was a kid, tuning in faraway stations like that kid. Mm-hmm. You've heard about these people. I was one of them.
Yes.
Listening to the radio, taping, as the show ever sounded older, recording sportscasts and listening to them back, and then saving like Sabre goal highlights and sort of pushing stop after the highlight and then recording the next one from there and, you know, working toward just a compilation of Ted Darling and Rick Jenneret goal calls, which I do still have.
All right.
I found 20 cassette tapes recently, and a bunch of other what we call DATs, digital audio tapes.
Oh boy!
I asked guys like a year ago, maybe, does anybody have a DAT player in the building? No, nobody has even. We got boxes of old equipment out here. Nobody has a DAT player.
Right.
So those for now are. But that's going to be.
That was one of those newfangled technology things that didn't take.
Yeah. Right. But some of the cassettes look interesting. You know. I know it's me and Carlos Delgado on one of them. Eventually, I'll get around to listening back to those.
Yeah, I've got a few hundred cassette, not like cut up highlights or anything, but like just, you know, stuff that, you know, club DJs would have made for me, and then stuff I would have bought in the store instead of buying, you know, records, you know, cassette tapes. Because, you know, when you first, I'm old enough that when you first got a car, having a tape player in the car, a cassette player in the car, not an 8-track player, I'm not that old, cassette player, that was the thing. So, you know, new albums would come out, and that's how I would buy it, because what would I want to do? I'm going to listen to this in my car.
Columbia House, too.
Sure. Right.
Seven albums, seven cassettes for one penny.
I never did that.
I did that.
I thought about it many different times. It was always, you know, like the back cover of the Parade magazine in the newspaper or something would be that advertisement and be like, oh, I'm looking through, so I want this one and I want that one.
So much
and I
fun.
Want this one. And then I would never do it.
It was so much fun to pick seven. It was so hard, but
right.
As far as I was concerned, let this take the rest of my life to do.
It was drafting.
It was drafting. Sports by Huey Lewis and the News or The Cars? That would have been
sure.
a choice.
Cameo.
Whenever this was, 83, 84.
Right. Yep.
So good. National Radio Day. Sal Capaccio next here on WGR.